WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Those trying to break into Illinois' recreational cannabis industry are having a hard time. Lawsuits and the COVID-19 pandemic delayed licensing. Some operators say they're edging closure to failure before they even get started. Cannabis advocates are asking state lawmakers to listen to them. So, are they? WBEZ's Alex Stegman takes a look.
Recreational cannabis became legal in Illinois in January 2020. Champion is among the most progressive programs in the nation. It promised expungement of cannabis records and a way forward for people disproportionately impacted by old laws to get involved in the industry. But nearly 3 years in, the frustration, the anxiety, and disappointment continue growing. At a recent luncheon hosted by the City Club of Chicago, people in the cannabis industry let it all out. Lisbeth Vargas Jaimes is executive director of the Illinois Independent Craft Growers Association.
We stand to lose a lot. The idea of social equity being successful, Governor Pritzker in this debate saying, hey, people are opening up shop, people are getting loans. That is not the case. That felt like a gaslight moment to me for someone who's been in the industry this long.
Since that panel, two social equity dispensaries opened in Chicago, and Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that nearly $9 million in fully forgivable loans is now available for social equity license holders. Incremental steps in a process that still has much longer to go. Vargas Jaimes pointed out that there are only a few people who can actually change things.
Right now, I think it's a calling in of our state legislator and everybody who is involved and wants to see the success, because we have to rebut the status quo.
So, is the legislature doing anything? Well, yes and no. There are active pieces of legislation addressing some concerns, but their futures are unclear. State Representative Marcus Evans is sponsoring a measure that would take cannabis regulation away from agencies overseeing it now and placing it with the Cannabis Control Commission. It's a 7-member panel appointed by the governor with an executive director at the helm.
When I tell a person, well, if you have a dispensary, you go to the Department of IDFPR, you go to the Department of Financial Regulations, what have you. And then, but if you got to grow, you go to the Department of Ag. But if you have this, you go to the Department of Revenue. It gets confusing because time is money.
He introduced this in 2021, not long after this General Assembly was sworn in. Evans says it makes sense. For example, California has the Department of Cannabis Control. Michigan has the Cannabis Regulatory Agency. And Washington State consolidates liquor and cannabis regulation into the Liquor and Cannabis Board. For some in the Illinois industry, this kind of commission is necessary.
My name is Akili Parnell, and I'm CEO of Umi Farms, which is an Illinois-based social equity, craft cultivation, and dispensary company.
Parnell's company has licenses for a dispensary and craft grow facility. He also applied for a transporter license. He says a centralized commission would have helped him navigate all of that.
It would 100% help the licensees and I think the consumers, because there's one-stop shop for guidance on, you know, how to operate, guidance on what the product should look like, guidance on, you know, recalls and consumer complaints and just general information, as opposed to several different seven different government agencies with different processes and different approaches.
The measure to create the commission was assigned to the House Rules Committee in March 2021, which is typically where bills languish until they die at the end of the General Assembly's 2-year term, and that's approaching in January. Evans' bill joined some others that have languished since 2021. One would let dispensaries deliver cannabis to homes and businesses. That's in the Rules Committee. Another would set up parameters for scoring applications for those delivery licenses. Rules. Another measure specifies how many delivery licenses can be issued and where the delivery businesses can get their product. But that's a Senate bill, so it's in assignments, the Senate version of rules. Representative Evans says it's hard to gather enough support when you're pushing complex legislation.
I think that's up to me as a sponsor and other advocates, and it's growing support. You know, that's not always a bad thing, the delay, because you want good policy to be good, right, to be great. Ideally, you want it to be as close to 100% perfect as possible.
He says he's working on it, but we shouldn't, quote, bet the baby's college fund on it passing before new lawmakers come in. Yet another delay, and Doug Kelly, executive director of the Cannabis Equity Illinois Coalition, sounds about out of patience.
In over 3 years, nothing has changed. The issues that we're talking about now were there 2 years ago. We're talking about basically the same issues over and over and over. And like I say, every legislation cycle is something else more important than cannabis.
Alex Stegman, WBEZ News.